There is a sneaky way that you were overpaying in taxes and you're likely not even aware of it, nor aware that there are ways to avoid it. That is the penalties associated with not paying an enough tax during the year. I want to go through that today and explain what you need to know about it and what you need to look out for on your tax return so that you can make sure that your CPA is doing their part to reduce the overall amount you should be paying into the IRS. Let's get to it. Hey friend, welcome to the Small Business Finance Podcast. Do you want confidence and clarity with your business finances? Do you find yourself up late at night searching for tax deductions, how to track your business finances, or for QuickBooks tips? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals, but you end up feeling confused and frustrated because accounting and tax is really foreign? Hi, I'm Tiffany. I've heard this so many times from clients who used to feel this way. They felt overwhelmed about what to do with their numbers and wish that they could stop the financial madness. They wanted clarity and the ability to grasp the financial basics, know who to call when they had a question, and to stop worrying about owing money to the IRS, but they thought they weren't good with numbers, and the overwhelm kept them stuck without any solid financial plan until they realized that business systems are the ticket to gaining financial confidence. In this podcast, you will learn step-by-step systems, easy-to-understand financial tips, and mindset transformation so that you will gain financial confidence as an entrepreneur. Dust off your spreadsheet, warm up your coffee, and let's get going. It is no secret that this time of year, a lot of people are filing their taxes, and they are also making sure that they have paid NNF, doing estimated taxes for Q1, extension payments. There's just a lot going on. And my guess is that if you are a business owner and you're listening to this podcast, that you fall into the category of either trying to figure out if you've paid enough for 2023 right now, this very second, because let's face it, it's almost April 15th. Or you're trying to figure out what you should be paying for your Q1 estimated tax payments. Alternatively, you didn't pay anything in last year. You have no idea what I'm talking about when it comes to Q1 estimated taxes. And you're in for a real surprise when it comes to your tax return being filed because you're going to have penalties that you are not aware of. My guess is if you are in the latter category, you're probably a new business owner. And so you just don't know any better, which good news is that you're here and you're listening to the podcast and I can shed some light on it so that you're not 100% surprised and years don't go by where you are overpaying in a way that, frankly, you shouldn't be. So what happens if you don't pay enough taxes in throughout the year? The IRS, honestly, they get a little mad and they penalize you for not sending in the money the way that they say that you should be. What the IRS wants to see is you sending them four equal payments throughout the year for the amount that you owe on your taxes. And it's like they paint this picture of this like nice, pretty package and they tie a little bow on it and don't really consider or seemingly don't consider that cash flow is a thing in business. There are seasons in business. Sometimes businesses are up, down, all around. It's like a daggum roller coaster with how much money people pay you every month of the year. And so if you're like most businesses, you're not getting the same amount of money every single month. And it's a moving target and it's hard to know what you should be sending in. If you fall into the category of most business owners, and that is you that I just described, then my guess is it makes it really hard to figure and estimate how much money you should be sending in every quarter. And therefore, you may not be sending anything in. And then you file a tax return, and the next thing you know, you owe a lot of money and have a pretty steep penalty. I've seen penalties on tax returns, sometimes a few $100s, up to like several $1,000s of penalties. And if you don't know the little trick that I'm about to share with you, then, and if your CPA doesn't, which honestly, it's not your responsibility to do this, it's your CPA's, but it is your responsibility to make sure that you check and make sure that they are doing what they should be doing. Because frankly, it's your business, it's your money. And so ultimately, it does fall on your shoulders to be your own advocate. A little plug, if you're expecting somebody else to rescue you, save you, do everything for you in your business, then you really need to reframe that because ultimately it's your job. Now, you need to make sure you're working with someone that is on your side, on your team, and having conversations with you and not just sticking their head in the ground and ignoring you and who knows what they're doing, honestly. I've heard some horror stories. So you do want to make sure you're partnering with the right person, but it is your business, it is your money. So you need to know the questions to ask. So here's what, are you sitting down? Because this is a good little tip I've got for you that can save you a lot of money. if you see penalties on your tax return, which, by the way, you would see this on the bottom of the second page of your 1040. So on your 1040, it's 2 pages, unless you're a senior and it's 3 pages. But for most of us, it's going to be 2 pages. At the very bottom, when it tells you how much money you owe or how much taxes you owe, the very bottom of that area, there is a box with penalties. That's what you're looking for. And it is a penalty associated with estimated taxes. So the IRS allows a few different ways to calculate this penalty. The default in basically every tax software out there is going to assume that you should have made these payments equally throughout the year, the same amount every quarter, as if you live in some sort of a bubble fantasy land. And honestly, I haven't met a business owner yet that lives in that land. So my guess is you don't either. So they're going to assume you should send it in 4 equal payments throughout the year. So what happens if you don't? My guess is you probably didn't. They end up penalizing you out the hilt, and you have to go in and have your CPA prepare a form 2210. That form 2210 allows for different ways to calculate these penalties. And the one that most likely is going to be the most advantageous for you is the annualized income method. So you will want your tax preparer to check the box in their software that calculates your penalties on annualized income. Now, basically what the IRS says, you have to be in a seasonal type of business, or you have to have a business where income fluctuates, or you have to have some sort of an investment income where the money changes throughout the year. Like maybe you don't know until the very end of the year or first part of the year when the year is closed, what kind of income that you're going to have in those investments. If you meet any of those criteria, then you are able to use this method for annualized income. And I did this for a client just the other day. They owed $2,000 in penalties because they didn't send in equal payments throughout the year. I think they only sent in payments for the third and fourth quarter. The third quarter was less of a payment. They sent in a larger payment in the fourth quarter. And by annualizing the income, it brought their penalty down from $2,000 to less than $500. I believe it was $450 is what the penalty ended up being. And so it saved them $1,500 just because I knew to go in there and make this change. And I see it often where people aren't going in and creating this form 2210 and doing the things that need to be done to minimize the penalties. You want to go through your 1040, look at how much penalties there are. Make sure that form 2210 is being filled out. If you've got penalties and that form 2210 is not inside of the package that your CPA sent you, then they don't know about this rule and you just overpaid in taxes from that one thing. And the reality is, if you overpaid in taxes because of this one thing, what else are you overpaying in your taxes for? If I was a betting woman, and usually I'm not, because honestly, I hate gambling and wasting money. Like, I'm the kind of person, I'll go to Vegas, which I haven't been to Vegas in a really long time. The last time I was in Vegas, I was actually pregnant with my youngest and she's 4. So I don't go very often. Anyway, the last time I was in Vegas, and every other time I've been in Vegas, I really do enjoy blackjack. Blackjack's fun to me. I enjoy sitting there, having a couple drinks, playing blackjack in the afternoon, and sitting at a table for a few hours. And then I'll do that once for maybe 2 or 3 hours and I'm done. And I would rather go do something else at that point. And I am in for maybe $60 to $80. That's about all I'm willing to lose. Because when I sit down at a table to play blackjack, I am assuming I'm going to lose because, let's face it, they're not wanting you to win. Anyway, so because of that, I'm not a gambling kind of person. But if I was a gambler and if I was gambling, if you are overpaying in penalties, you're overpaying in other areas of your return because your CPA is not paying attention and they just don't know what they don't know. And the reality is, my guess is they are super busy all the time, which, let's face it, like, we're seasonal. There's a lot of fluctuations as a CPA and there are times where it is crazy and it is busy. But if they are so busy because they're just trying to hammer out tons of returns constantly, they're not paying attention to tax optimization and how to actually reduce your taxes. They're just not. And I can say that confidently because I've seen it over and over again. And having been in the industry now for almost 25 years, I understand it and I see things that just continue to happen. And so if this is you and you are realizing that there are just these little ways that you're overpaying in taxes, then you really need to go to the show notes. There is a link in the show notes to book a meeting with me. We would basically just chat for 30 minutes. I would ask some questions about you and your situation, your business, get to know you basically, and determine if I can help. And if I can help, I'm going to put a plan together. I'm going to let you know about how much you're overpaying in taxes based on my own experience, my own clients, and things that I've seen, having been in the industry for so long, so that then you can make an informed decision and decide what's best for you. So if that is you, go to the link in my show notes, book a time. It is totally free to book a discovery call at this time. That may change, just FYI. At some point, that may change. But right now, it's free. So take the time, book a time to talk. Let's go through your situation and see how I can help. If I can't, I have no problem letting you know I'm not going to be able to help you. But if I can, then at least you can make the right choice for you. So with every single show, I want to make sure I tell you thank you for listening to me. It really does make a difference to me. I appreciate it so much. I love it. And I actually do get to talk to you. And I hear how the show is helping you and how you're learning so much from the information that I'm sharing week in and week out. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. Be sure to leave me a 5-star review so more people can hear about the show. It basically spreads through the algorithms, and then they let people know more about me when you give me 5-star reviews. Also, share it with a friend. If you've got a fellow business owner friend, they need to know this too. And frankly, they're probably overpaying with their penalties as well. So do them a solid, share the podcast with them so that they can start saving money as well. With that, thank you so much. I appreciate your time and your listening, and I cannot wait until next time.